Over 3 million Australians are living below the poverty line, and that number is only expected to be a lot higher after a very tough year. An Australian charity organisation called Share the Dignity is working to end period poverty by providing period products to people experiencing homelessness, fleeing domestic violence, or doing it tough. Their It's in the Bag collection campaign is kicking off on Friday, asking people to fill a bag with essentials and drop it off at their local Bunnings. To find out more, we are joined by Share the Dignity founder and managing director, Rochelle Courtenay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, my pleasure.
Now, let's start off by talking about period poverty. It's not a term that is thrown around a lot. What is period poverty and how serious is it in Australia?
Oh, the problem is so much greater than we would all imagine. Period poverty is actually when you are unable to afford sanitary items to deal with your period. And when we look at 173,000 women turned to homelessness services last year, we have 3.2 million Australians who lived below the poverty line before COVID struck. Now, they estimate that that number will reach 3.5 to 3.6 million Australians who cannot afford the basic of essentials. So for most mums and women, going without essentials like sanitary items is a reality for them.
It's so stark, and this year has been a really tough one for a lot of people. Can you tell us about Share the Dignity and how you came up with this idea of It's in the Bag campaign?
Yeah, Share the Dignity is a national charity that I started 5 years ago when I read an article that talked about how women who were experiencing homelessness were having to use socks and newspaper to deal with their period. And I just could not believe that that was happening here in the lucky country. And to be honest, I was really embarrassed that I'd never thought about it before. And so now we have collection boxes that go out in all of the Woolworths stores and hairdressing salons and beauty salons and MPs offices throughout Australia in March and in August, and we collect sanitary items. Then my favourite part of the year is where we do our Christmas appeal, which is called It's in the Bag. And it's where we ask everyday Australians to donate a pre-loved handbag or a new handbag and fill it with life's necessities like sanitary items, shampoo, conditioner, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, soap, then whatever else you put in your bag is really only, you're only limited by your bag size, your imagination and your budget. So things like maybe, a perfume, maybe a moisturiser, a pair of sunglasses, a reusable water bottle. You really, really, it can be anything. I think the most important thing that you do put in your bag is a note from your heart to somebody that you'll never meet. And hearing the stories of how those notes have really impacted women who are spending Christmas in domestic violence refuges and so forth is really important.
It certainly is. And that's a really, if you head over to Share the Dignity's Facebook page or their website, you'll see all these amazing stories about people who have received the bags. And it's really, it's such an important topic that we should all be talking about. I want to talk more about It's in the Bag campaign because there are three different bags that people can collect and donate. Can you give us a quick rundown on those bags?
Yeah, look. We ask for three different types of bags. So that can be a women's bag, a teen bag, which we ask you just to tie a purple ribbon, a yellow ribbon on the teen bag, and then a mum and bub bag. So that we're asking you to tie a purple ribbon on it. Now, the teen bag, there are more than 25,000 teens who are experiencing homelessness, but there are so many more teens who are coming through the foster system, in refuge, who are living in poverty that wouldn't otherwise get the very basic of essentials. And we know that at Christmas time, it's so easy to buy for little kids for Christmas. And it's really hard. I know as a mother of teen girls, it's hard to buy them a gift. So putting together a backpack or a bag that has the basic of essentials in them for some of those teens, that will be the only gift that they do get. So it's really important to choose which kind of bag that you put together. And know that that bag will have a real impact on a woman in need.
So for people listening who want to get involved, what's the best way to get involved? And also for people who may not be able to afford to put together as many bags as maybe they were last year, if they're a regular supporter. How can they support this year?
Yeah, look, there's so many different ways that you can support. And I always say that probably the best way you can support is to use your voice. Tell people about the problem. Let them know about the work that Share the Dignity is doing. If you're wanting to donate, you can put together one bag. It takes one bag to make a difference to one person. So we're not asking people to put together hundreds of bags or 10 bags or anything like that. One bag has an impact on somebody. So head to Bunnings between the 20th of November to the 29th of November and donate your bag there. If you are never going to get to putting together a bag, you can head to our website where you can donate $5, $10 or sponsor a bag. So we will then put that bag together for you so that we can get them out to women in need.
And we're almost out of time, but I did want to quickly ask you, how many bags are you looking to get for this campaign?
Wow. Last year we collected 135,000 bags,
wow.
But our charities requested 160,000 to help the women that they help. So, look, we will be happy this year if COVID doesn't touch It's in the Bag to start with. And we know that it's been a really hard year for lots of people. So, look, we've already had 128,000 bags requested from the charities that we work with, and only 70% of them have actually completed that request form. So we can only give out what has been donated. It's as simple as that. So we are asking people to dig deep and to know that there will be lots of people going without this Christmas.
Rochelle, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and tell us about it.
Thank you.